Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
No, Lance. He's at the Combine in Indianapolis today and Monday. So we've got Dell out here. Raheel will be here a little bit later. Steve, Mareed, Shareed, or Mareed,
Aleed. He has a name tag.
That's actually the closest you've ever been. So,
Steve, Cootie Booty, I like that. That's my
favorite. Why is that?
Because
good
it
for
rhymes
you.
And that no one knows what his real name is.
It also sounds like that I have cooties in my booty, and I don't think that's something that we want to spread around town here.
Did you hear Gilbert yesterday? He's got some hemorrhoids.
Oh man, that's unfortunate.
Well, because he's unsanitary.
He doesn't wipe right. But I'm sure he's a pusher too.
And doesn't he ride a bike? I don't think that helps.
He rides a bike. That's
all
right.
The time.
Yeah, banana,
helps.
Banana seat.
Yeah. Okay. What do you mean banana seat?
It's a banana
that's
seat.
It's a kind of seat?
Yeah. That's what bikes have, banana seats.
And it gives you
hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. That's why I don't ride a bike.
Right.
Or do anything physical.
No.
At all.
Don't do that.
No.
So the dude who's running the domino tournament is going to be, how many players do we have so far?
I think we hit the 128.
We hit 128 already?
If we didn't, it's very close.
Damn it.
Yeah, I think it's very close.
I can't play tomorrow, but I would love to.
I think a certain person got one of the last spots that plays here very often. That also plays in a prominent league where they throw the ball around.
Who, what now?
There's one of the last spots went to somebody that plays in here.
Sweet. I saw him in here.
He's excited about it.
Yeah,
so
good.
The Logan Woodside from the San Antonio Express is here.
No,
he's going to play.
No, not
that,
Logan.
The Alliance
no,
quarterback is going to play.
Actually, a future Hall of Famer was playing.
Correct.
And will play.
But do not shake his hand.
No, because he will crush your hand.
I'm still recovering from yesterday.
Ever did you shake his hand?
I did. I mean, I always make that mistake. It's like automatic. You
no,
put your hand
he
out.
He is a vice grip. You never shake his. He's legendary.
Yeah.
You never shake that man's hand. Okay, let me ask you two. What year of this 13-year contract will the Phillies regret it or Bryce Harper regret it?
There's no opt-out on that deal, correct? That's what was
I don't
recorded.
Believe. I have not seen that. Machado's got an opt-out.
I thought I saw initially, well, that was the initial report before they even said it was finalized. Bryce Harper is how old again? Is he 25?
I was going to say 26, but.
How long into this deal will there be regret?
How is the 330 distributed?
I don't know. It averages 20. I don't know why
even,
he did this
it?
Over 13 years when he could have. Didn't the Giants offer 10?
Yes.
Why would you split it up and be, you know what, he's going to be like the 20th highest paid player in the league by the time this thing's over.
But even
or the 50th highest player.
That's a very good point.
But even still, I mean, there are no like familial connections to Philadelphia, so why would you lock yourself in for 13 years in one place? I mean, that seems like a lot.
Why would either side want
that,
to be honest?
I don't understand it at all.
It's a long time to be someplace.
13 years?
And be untradeable.
Now, I heard Fred and AJ talking about it yesterday. And would you take a 13-year deal anywhere? And well, relatively speaking, though, you know, he was making what before this? 20? Or whatever he was making, and now he's making 25, 26, less, just under $26 million a year. Relatively speaking, to tie yourself to a place for 13 years for that little difference in the money, and actually he's probably being paid less per year than he would have with the Giants or even the Dodgers taking a four-year deal. I can see the point where this is kind of dumb. This is kind of dumb for both sides.
But on both sides, absolutely. Because think about it this way. Put this into perspective. Name any players in history in any league that have been with an organization for 13 years and it was a positive thing. You can count it on 2-3 hands.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So you have to have a lot of faith. I mean, talking about like absolute franchise long-term faith in order to make this deal. And those players are so few and far between.
And I don't think he's that guy. Quite frankly, he's...
Too early to say that.
No, well, he's been so up and down. Yeah. I mean, he was a 246 hitter, then an MVP, then a 249 hitter, mm-hmm. and then he's so inconsistent. And in the beginning of last year, he sucked.
I think you left out an option. I think Philly fans will be upset with this deal by June.
Yeah.
I think they'll be first to be upset.
Oh yeah, if he struggles and is hitting two, because he can. Now, he comes out of it because he's just too good.
Yeah.
But you're right. Philly fan. By the way, during these negotiations, it looked like a lot of it came out that, well, Bryce Harper doesn't want to be in Philadelphia.
He doesn't really want to be there. You're the option he will take last if other things don't work out.
Right. So guess what Philly fan's going to do? You suck, Harper.
I think on the positive side, though, that you're not thinking about is that Philadelphia is a very patient and forgiving city for sports. So that works out
in
his favor.
That's going to be. No, right. He's going to strike out in his first game.
And they're going to boo him.
And they're going to boo him.
Yep.
You know, you ain't supposed to strike out.
No,
you suck.
It's 162 games. I'm allowed to strike out.
No. Well, I hope Philadelphia.
I hope it's an extra inning game in his first home game there, and he goes 0 for 6.
Oh, God.
I'm just looking for Schadenfreude.
Oh, my God.
I hope it's awful.
No, it'll be the worst. That'll be the worst thing that ever happened in the history of the world.
Who are the Phillies' rival? I don't even know.
Phillies,
do they have them? The Mets still?
I guess.
It's got to be the Marlins, I think.
Everybody's. Do you see their new unis?
I know they have new logo. I haven't seen the new uniforms yet.
Yeah, they're not good.
Well, you're...
A buddy of mine has bought a piece of the team, and he...
I hope it was cheap.
It was.
Okay.
Well, he got to meet Hannah Davis,
okay.
Derek's wife.
Okay. So that was just part of the deal?
I guess.
Like, I'll take it if I can meet Hannah Davis.
I guess if you, mm-hmm. yes, if you sign mm-hmm. on, you get to.
I have a few penny stocks, so I can't complain about that.
You do?
I do.
You've also got, how about this?
Absolutely.
He's got Marvel action dolls, okay?
I do not have Marvel
They're
action
They're called
dolls.
Figures, not dolls, but
well, don't you?
I don't even have a figure. No, I have comic books, actual comic books.
Oh, you have the actual?
Not the figures.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of different?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Will you miss a shift at Prime to go see Captain Marvel early?
I'm going to. I've already purchased my.
But you're not going to miss work for it.
Look, I'm the boss. So
that's what I'm.
You know what I mean?
Well, you're not really missing work if you're the boss.
Right. I'll just throw an extra person in and say, yes, I absolutely am excited for Captain Marvel.
So
almost
am I.
More than
the Avengers
Endgame. Absolutely.
Yeah, but isn't Captain Marvel a girl or something?
No, here we go.
What does that have to do with anything? You don't like women?
I like Brie Larson.
Yeah, so
a
what
lot.
Do you.
No, I'm all about this. Don't get me wrong.
Well, sure you are.
But that's. That's just silly that Captain Marvel is a girl.
You mean the most powerful person in all of the Marvel cinematic universe
is
a woman you have a problem with?
Yes.
Why?
Because.
She has alien DNA in her.
Is she the most powerful sandwich maker on the planet?
Well, if she decided to make a sandwich, yes, she would be.
Okay.
It's not her designation.
If she decided to make a sandwich, it would be her decision.
Yeah.
That's a
you
promise.
You could make her make a sandwich.
If all these characters aren't unbelievable enough... Spider Pig, okay.
Peter Porker.
Academy. Did you go to the cartoon Spider Man movie?
I did.
Saturday morning cartoon.
No. The Spider
Man movie. Into the Spider Verse.
I did see Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes, it's a good movie.
It is.
Did you see? Did you feel like an idiot when you were sitting there and then a pig was Spider Man?
No,
only because
it was
I was
coming.
By myself. Yeah. And it was a Friday night.
No, I didn't go Friday night. I didn't go Friday night. Yeah. I went Friday.
And I bought two seats to be comfortable.
Oh, to keep people away from them. You call me antisocial. I wouldn't buy a second seat to keep people away from me.
Well, Southwest makes me purchase two seats. So I just automatically buy two seats now when I go.
It's ingrained in them.
Yeah, exactly right.
But did you feel kind of dumb when the pig turned into Spider-Man?
I know who the character Spider-Ham is. I wasn't surprised to see the Amazing Spider-Ham.
He's aware of Peter Porker.
Peter Porker, the Amazing Spider-Ham.
Yeah, correct.
That's so stupid.
It is very.
And now
stupid,
a woman is Captain Marvel. What else can we do?
You know what's
what
so
else is
awesome?
How else can we be unbelievable?
It's so awesome to sit here right next to the physical manifestation of the patriarchy. Just right next to me right now. I feel like I'm in the presence of a dinosaur.
If they
somebody that's dying off.
The patriarchy into one man, it'd be John.
Yeah, and I'm right here next to him. And this is like a Smithsonian moment for me.
No, you know, it would be more amazing if you were next to Peter Porker.
It would be.
The Amazing Ham.
Did you hear that he's getting his own?
I think they're
series?
All, except for Spider-Noir.
I think he's getting a series.
Do you have the Peter Porker comic book or action figure?
The Amazing Spider-Ham?
The first appearance, correct, yes.
You have it?
Yeah, it's not that expensive.
Well, but do you feel honored?
I feel honored that I paid a dollar for it like now 2 years ago.
What's it worth, like $1.05?
$150. So multiply that times 10.
No.
He's got multiple.
So when are you going to sell?
I mean, now's a pretty good time.
It's 150?
Now's a pretty good
time.
When
it's going to be worth like $800 million it's going to be worth? And you're saying there's too many copies
of it out there, and it's too recent for it to be, you know. Like my Amazing Fantasy 15, that's a book that I hold on for a long time. It's not like there's
a million copies.
Are you aware of this?
I'm not that deep into comics, but I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
First appearance
Marvel
of Spider-Man?
Guy.
I am a Marvel guy.
But you're a Marvel guy. You know all of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. You two are adults.
Whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you're 13. Okay. You know when I wasn't going to go see Peter Porker?
He said he bought it
the
when
Amazing
he was 13.
Ham mm-hmm. when I was six.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was too old for it.
Oh, yeah. Because you won't talk about Thor and Oakenshield over and over again.
You were watching black and white movies when you were six. What are we talking about here, John? They had the silent films back then.
You and James Cagney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom. Top of the world, Mom.
You saw Gone with the Wind when you were six, John. What are you in theaters?
It was colorized.
In theaters.
It was colorized when I saw it. All right, I got to talk right now about my – listen, you think I had some beer yesterday. Do you think we're coming up on Lent and I'm not going to be drinking any beer? So now I have to drink every night. And so at the end of every night, what do I need? Cheers. Three Cheers pills, and they're sitting on my counter in my bathroom. This is not an exaggeration because when I get home, oh, there's my Cheers pills right there on the counter in the bathroom. Brush your teeth, take your pills, go to bed. That's it. That's how it's done. If you're looking for a great way to not have a hangover, if you're looking to, and it's guaranteed that you will feel 50% better. I don't know how they're going to be able to judge that, but that's up to them. Here's the deal. Guaranteed. So if you have some cocktails like everybody does, okay, not everybody, Del and Raheel, they don't. But they're boring. You don't want to be boring like them. If you're someone that has an exciting life and you drink some cocktails, you need Cheers Health. CheersHealth.com. It is going to make you feel better, guaranteed, the next day. CheersHealth.com. It's right here in Houston. You'll get your pills tomorrow, so you can party tomorrow night and have your pills. CheersHealth.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live at Prime Social. John and Dell Steve Looty Booty, or whatever his name is, was here with us, and now he's back working at Prime Social.
My favorite part of the show so far, getting to talk about something that wasn't Astros baseball. I know you have disdain for the comic book world, but it, it just won an Oscar.
It's a comic book.
Yeah, and it won an Oscar, the movie. It did.
It's stupid. There's a ham that's a Spider-Man. There's a pig.
It's a pig. It's not ham until it's dead.
It's dead to me.
You will like to talk about Thorne Oakenshield for an entire hour.
Well, instead of talking about ham, let's talk about biscuits. Ham and biscuits. Biscuit is with us on ESPN 97.5. He's been waiting to talk on the radio. Hey, Biscuit.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What do you say?
Hey,
man?
I got a couple Cougar questions for you this morning.
Cougars,
I know we talked
tonight
about it the other day about the difference between the 2-3 seed. And with U of H, I think they still have a possibility getting a 2 seed if they win out and, you know, maybe the Big Ten teams beat up on each other or maybe Tennessee fall off or something like that. But the problem is, for me, if they win out, that means they would have to won like 15 in a row or so, and then they go in the tournament, and then so they would to get to the Final Four, they had to win like 20 in a row. Do you think it's better for them to go ahead and just maybe lose to Cincinnati or something, and then just fall to the 3 spot, and then try to, you know, work their way to the Final Four from the 3? And then my other question is Ed Oliver. I mean, he went from being a top 5 pick to now maybe top 10, then like now he's dropping to top 15, top 20. What do you see, Ed? Does he really need to light it up at the combine?
Well, what did he measure? 287?
287.
287.
Yeah.
And what was he, 6'1"?
Let me make sure.
6'1", 287, no?
Let me make sure, because Charles Robinson's tweeting all that stuff out. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure he was 6'1", 287. I just saw an article that said that that Ed Oliver, after falling like he did and the incident on the sideline and all of that stuff, he's a riser here. He's probably going to be around in the 10 neighborhood, 10, 12, in there, 13, 14 somewhere, which is good. I mean, everybody's talking about Ed Oliver being a number one overall pick. Really, I mean, he had an unbelievable career. He was really good, but I don't, you know, there's a lot of times a guy like that, and guess what? He'll be a good pro if they put him in the right position. Lance has been talking about linebacker. He may be a little big for inside linebacker, but he may be best off rushing from inside there, whatever. Maybe he'll be better with his hand, not on the ground. We'll see. He's a good football player. He's going to be a good football player.
And the number is 6'1 and 7/8, 287 pounds.
Almost 6'2". So
yeah,
that's
so
taller,
six,
I think, than Lance thought he was going to be.
So almost 6'2", almost 290, which now we'll see what he actually – now there's some question about what he played at and what his actual weight is.
We'll see how he runs now at 287.
Yeah.
Almost 290, but he's still an inside guy. So we've seen – really big inside linebackers. Levon Kirkland comes to mind.
It's been a long time.
That has been a long time. That's a little big.
Yeah. And
so maybe he can, you know what, maybe he'll be better off slimming down and being quicker, because that's where I think that's where he really exceeded in college, was that his quickness. Now, if he's 287 and he wanted to get bigger and he doesn't run well this week, then that's going to be an indictment on him. You just tried to get big, but it's taken away from you. You've got to play at a lighter weight. But if he runs well at this size, he's going to be. I still think he's a top 15 pick.
Now Lance doesn't like the Aaron Donald comparison, but that's the one he always gets because they're both smaller guys. Aaron Donald, at least his listed height and weight is 6'2", 84. So at this point, Ed Oliver will be listed as bigger than Aaron Donald, particularly height-wise. He's almost 3 inches taller than – I'm almost 2 inches taller than Aaron Donald. But that's just the height and weight comparison. I'm sure outside of Lance, you'll probably see who is he most like in the NFL. You'll probably see that quite a bit. As far as the Cougars are concerned, I don't know what a loss would mean. Will pressure build for them? Do players feel the pressure of being on a 15-game winning streak when every game means you go home if you lose? Like, what, does it matter as much in the tournament if you're going in on a big – I know people, like, refocus if you lose. Maybe I buy that, but I'm not sure if pressure would be building on them because every game is going to be pressure.
So if they win out, they will have won 15 straight games heading into the tournament. And if they – I don't know how many – how many would they have to win, 4 games in the tournament? I don't know.
The conference tournament?
If you're the top seed, don't you get a bye, I would imagine. And
probably.
Blah, blah, blah. Probably 4 more games they'd have to win. So that'd be 19 in a row. Then you got to win 6 to win the national championship. Would be 25 straight. Here's the deal: are you good? Are you? You know, I don't think there's any. It's not like it's 32 straight 30-point games. It's not like it's a 56-game hit streak. They just keep on winning because they're playing good basketball. I don't think a streak of any sort will matter, as far as. You know, that puts more pressure on them because they've lost the game. If they were undefeated right now.
That's a different deal.
That's a different deal.
Yeah.
If they were undefeated trying to run the table.
Trying to go perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see, hey, let's drop one because you don't want an added thing on you hearing that storyline throughout the rest of your season. But you've already lost, and I don't even think people would even know that they have a long winning streak.
No. And I think, you know, the University of David Bassett says it's 3 wins. They get a first-round bye, so they got to win 3 games. So that would be 18 in a row heading into the tournament where you got to win 6 to win the national championship. I really think Kelvin Sampson will go, oh, guys, all of that, who cares? You know who we're playing now? We're a 2-seed or a 3-seed playing a 15 or a 14.
We should
beat
them.
You know how good those guys are? They're really, really good. So
yeah.
So who gives a rat's ass what you did? You beat Cincinnati a few times. That's great.
Yeah.
Who cares?
And every coach has this in their back pocket. If you don't believe, just go look at some people who thought was the best team in the country last year got knocked out by a team you guys never heard of.
Yep.
A 1-16. So every game is shot to be your last game.
Right.
And that's all. And that's it. That's all that matters. I don't think long winning streaks matter.
Again,
I don't think they've affected teams. Particularly when you're not undefeated. If you're better, that'll mean more, and how you play will mean more.
Yeah. Again, if they were undefeated right now,
everyone in the country would know they're undefeated, and that would be talked about every time they step on the court. Right. I don't think winning 15 in a row is going to mean much to people. I mean, it'll be part of their bio blast. Like, it'll be mentioned in the broadcast, but I don't think they're going to be pelted with the long winning streak talk.
Hey, David, while you're listening. Get us Jay Billis. Hurry up. They're going to be here tomorrow. All right. Get us.
Does Jay Billis do interviews outside of going on?
I don't care.
Well,
just get it done, David. Okay.
Appreciate
you. Or somebody.
David, unlike my.
So you want us to talk Coug basketball? Let's go.
David, unlike my co-host, I'm just going to say thank you for listening.
No, I'm going to say, okay, step it up. Step up your game. Get us Billis or Jay Williams or whoever, and let's go. It's time to work, David, on your way in. Okay. We got a game day coming here to Houston.
I would settle for Seth Greenberg.
Seth Greenberg's fine. Get Seth Greenberg in here. Or Reese Davis. Is he doing this? Reese?
I do think he does their game day. I believe.
He does football.
Does he do basketball too?
I don't know that. I'd have to watch one.
Davis like, I'll get you Sean Farnham. Okay. Like, I'll get you Sean. He's on ESPN, I think.
Never heard of him. Big toe guy.
Well.
If he was on my big toe, I wouldn't know him.
If a 6'8 guy was on your big toe, you know who he was.
Yeah, I know him, but hopefully he's a little fella.
No, he's
with
not.
Little hands.
He's not a little fella with little hands.
Okay.
He's a former UCLA forward.
Okay, well, whatever.
Long time ago.
Don't want him on my big toe. 713-780-3776. You can get in as well right here. Come on.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Brian Gain met the media yesterday, and one stupid question for him, is it important to have a backup quarterback with a skill set similar to quarterback Deshaun Watson or someone who can help the starting quarterback from a mental aspect? Stupidest question ever when you got Brandon Whedon, the greatest backup quarterback in the NFL, who should be a starter. He would be a starter on like, probably 18 or 19 of the teams. And you're questioning Brandon Whedon's skill set. To me, that's stupid.
There's an odd thing going on. I mean, it's been going on for a while. But your need to crowbar Brandon Whedon into anything quarterback-related with the Texans, it's just weird. I mean, you know you don't want to see him play football. Yes, not here.
Well, no, because I don't want Deshaun to be hurt.
Yeah. You don't want to see Brandon Whedon
But
play.
If Brandon Whedon came in.
At what?
Earl Morrall, Nick Foles saving the day, winning the Super Bowl with Brandon Whedon, how awesome would that be?
It'd be unlikely, I would say. But I feel like you think Brandon Whedon can play because he plays golf with you.
Yeah.
Not because he actually can play.
Yeah, because he can play, because he's an unbelievable athlete.
Yeah, I'm not going to denigrate him from that, because you can be really good at two things, particularly baseball and football.
Three things.
Well, I have never seen him play golf, so I can't
verify.
He's
really good, trust me.
You say that.
Yeah, he played on the Oklahoma State golf team.
What does that mean to me?
Ricky Fowler played on the team.
And?
Kevin Tway. Who else?
Who's Kevin Tway?
Bob Tway's kid? You don't
know
anything.
Who's Bob Tway?
Speaking of which.
Who's Bob Tway?
Hunter Mahan, right?
Yeah, Hunter Mahan. Thank you.
Whatever.
National champs last year.
If you say so.
Whatever. So let me ask you this question. Did you see any of the golf yesterday?
Is there someone behind me you're talking
to?
No,
I'm talking to you.
No. Why would you ask me that question?
Do you know who's in second place? You know how important this week is?
Is it? No, I don't know. What does it mean?
Lucas Glover is in second place.
What is that? Why is that important?
Because if he falls out of second place or doesn't win this tournament, his wife is going to kick his ass and kick his mom's ass.
That guy. He does have that on him.
Right? Remember that?
Yes. She's still not beating him up, is she?
I think she might be. I think we got to call the cops if Lucas Glover doesn't win this thing.
Would she be?
Just as a protective order.
Would she be upset that he might lose to someone named Johnny Vegas, who's not?
Johnny Vegas is one of the great golfers of all time. And is there a better name than Johnny Vegas? How can you not succeed in your life? Now, the way he spells Jonathan.
It's weird with two T's.
And
J-H. And a J-H.
J-H.
That's odd.
Well, Jahani.
Jahani Vegas?
Yeah.
Jonathan Vegas?
Well, Jahani. Who was the shortstop that was Jahani Perez? Who was
Giovanni Meyer?
No. Jahani. I forget. There was a Jahani. Shortstop. Somebody can tell us. Anyway, Lucas Glover, I fear for his life. Because if he plays well and then falls off, his wife is going to kick his ass.
So she is upset with him, like, not finishing a tournament well. Like, because he doesn't win every week, so he doesn't get beat up every week. But if he's in contention with a real shot to win, he can't fall apart.
No.
He's going to get his ass kicked.
How much pressure is on that dude? More pressure than anyone. Because you know if you fall off at all in the final round, you're going to get your ass handed to you.
Yeah, I'm just looking at Krista's mugshot right now. That's his wife. It's nice.
It's nice?
I mean, it's a basic mug shot.
Does she look angry?
She looks surprised that she's in the photo. Like, she's doesn't...
Like, I shouldn't be here?
Like, deer in the headlights more.
Oh.
I shouldn't be here. Well, yeah, you beat up your husband and his mother, so you should be there.
You kind of should. You kind of should.
Shout out to Lucas Glover for standing Ooh. By his wife. Yeah.
Yikes.
Told you. It's not great.
Yeah, no, it's not great.
That's a man who stands by his wife. 'Cause look,
he did.
Look, if your wife decides, I'm just not saying you, I guess the royal you, everybody you, if your wife decided at any point that she was going to beat you up and your mother up because you didn't compete at the highest level, whatever your job is, I think I'm out.
Well, she called him the P word, remember?
And that too.
Remember?
I think I'm out.
She was dropping P on him.
I think I'm out, particularly in a sport that's all about hanging out with the guys.
Yeah.
She's got to go.
Well, listen.
She's got to go.
Okay, so if you're playing with Lucas Glover on Sunday, and he's in contention,
do you
at some point go, Lucas, God, I hope you play well because your wife's going to kick your ass. Do you put that in his head?
Every time he hits a bad shot or he misses a putt, like, you worried about your mom right now?
Is your mom okay? Yeah, Do you have your mom secluded? Is she in a hotel room?
Is she in a panic room right now?
Is she in a hotel room with detectives watching over her?
Yeah.
Because if you miss this putt, Lucas.
Does she have her own personal detail?
She could.
She could get her ass kicked.
Oh, my God. That would be so funny.
At any point, does that become funny for him?
No.
No?
There's never,
when a
ever.
Guy makes a joke and he's like, ha, ha, ha.
Now, Cooch, I'm pretty sure they're all
caught,
telling him.
He's caught it.
Dude, listen. If you win this $4 million today, do you think you'll give $20 to your caddy?
I think his normal caddy goes, hey, what you did down there, that ain't what we do up here.
They ain't playing.
We ain't playing that game up here.
Uh-uh.
No.
Nuh-uh. We ain't playing that.
Hey, normal
but you know they're giving him the business.
Oh, yeah.
Every time he pays for something, hey, let's go out to breakfast. Hey, Cooch, you going to leave like 10 cents
hey,
for
make
this
sure
waitress?
Hey, Cooch, what you do down in Mexico, we don't
Cooch,
do here.
Cooch. Leave a tip, Cooch. Johnny Peralta. His name was Johnny Peralta. Thank you, Make Queso. That's a weird Twitter handle for some reason. Your name is Make Queso Free Again. It's, oh, yeah, because at Mexican restaurants, you got to pay
now,
for
right?
queso.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right about that. Congratulations.
And could you stop
well played, sir.
Arguing with Trenton about arbitration?
Oh, Joel sent it, too. Joel's listening.
About arbitration with the Astros. I don't want to be involved in these. You and Trenton have been going back and forth with a. Stop it.
It's like every. It's the process. No. When you got a guy that you really, really like and you want him and he's the cornerstone, you don't take him to arbitration. You just don't. That's not what teams do.
John's doing his own show on Twitter, another show with Trenton, if you want to follow that. They're going back and forth about how you should treat players in arbitration, particularly ones you really, really like. It's baseball, so I'm not interested. I am more interested in the logistics and the mechanics of the Matt Kuchar tour back and forth with his buddies and what happens to Lucas Glover if he doesn't win this tournament. Or
that's
his mom,
more.
Really. At least he's in public view. She may not get after him in public anymore, but the mom may need to
witness
be sequestered.
Protection.
If things aren't going well on Sunday, sequester his mother to make sure something bad doesn't happen.
Does she have to move to Arizona and get under witness protection?
Maybe her name's not – maybe it's not – maybe she's not a Glover anymore.
Nope.
She's changed her name.
I change it.
Yeah, and by the way, shout out to Lucas Glover for bagging a Miss Maine. That's what his wife was, Miss Maine Teen USA at one point.
Was she?
Yeah.
She didn't look like it much
well,
anymore.
Well, not anymore. It's been years.
So, who's the AL Cy Young odds-on favorite?
Is it a Yankee?
It is not. It's an Indian. It's Corey Kluber.
Corey Kluber.
7-2. Sale is 4-1. Severino, 7-1. Carrasco and Verlander, 12-1. And Cole is 15-1.
Is that? Do you think
I
that's
feel
disrespectful
like,
to Cole?
I think it's disrespectful to Cole, and I'm very disrespected for Altuve at 18-1
for MVP.
He was injured last year.
People seem to forget he was clearly the best player in baseball a couple years ago, and he was hurt last year.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what. 18-1 on Altuve and 15-1 on Cole are great bets, especially since in this division. They're going to run away. I think the A's will stay kind of close. And I'm going to tell you, I really like that A's team. But they're going to run away with the division. They're going to be one of the favorites. Cole is going to have another huge year. Led the league with 276 strikeouts. He won 15 games. How this dude is a 15-1 guy. I think Cole and Altuve are your best bets. I'm going to Vegas next week. Oh, guess what I'm going to do? Guess who I'm going to put it on? That's right. That's right. Yeah. Not next week. The week after.
You're going to Vegas for a weekend?
We're going Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So you're being lazy is what you're saying.
I'm going to take Thursday and Friday
You're going to miss parts of the show. You're going to miss 2 days of
shows. 2 days of shows.
For a Vegas trip.
For a Vegas trip. Vegas, baby. Yeah.
Is this a family trip?
Yeah. Taking JT and Wendy.
Frankie's
going
got action.
To the Golden Nugget.
Where's Frankie?
Frankie is, she's got college, University of College. She's not off. They do... Mardi Gras. They got Mardi Gras week off.
Well, it makes sense for them.
Yeah.
So they don't get
and
the
she,
traditional
Frankie
spring
ain't going, she's not 21 yet, so it doesn't make sense going to Vegas. But when she is 21, we'll go. She's not 21 yet, but she's going to drink
Wait
her
a minute.
Ass off.
She does other things when that you can't do until
you're
21.
Yeah, but she
21.
Can't get in. Fly.
I know. I know the rules. Yeah. I know. She you would take her if they were more lax in their security.
I'm going to have to take her next year when she is 21 because she's going to want to go to Vegas, baby.
So you guys go to Vegas. Does Frankie require that she stays on a different floor from you guys? Like she just wants to be separate from you in the hotel, or will she allow you to be on the same floor as her?
She'll be on the same floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't make you get her.
No. No. Although she wants me to get for the summer, we go down to Orange Beach, and
yeah.
She wants a different hotel room.
Of course
and she wants
does.
Me to pay for it for her and all her friends.
Of course she does.
And then she was like, I was like, so how many people do you think are staying in this room? I don't know, 12 or so.
12?
Yeah.
12? How big is this room?
Frankie. You know, it's going to be like a 2 or 3 bedroom room, right?
Yeah,
but I got my friends. It's my birthday, Dad. So
she's got 11 other people she wants to hang out with them.
Hang out, right.
That's the thing I don't understand.
That's my life. Welcome to my life.
I get her milking you, but I don't get that you have 11 other people you're willing to spend multiple days with at a time.
Are you kidding?
What,
Frankie? Crazy.
You can't We know. Let's be clear. We know the deal with Frankie. She has a group chat for all her friends, and then there's a smaller group chat where she talks about all those girls that's not in the small group chat. So even in that 12, there's a circle of trust that's inside that 12.
What if you mix up the two?
Then you've just ruined everything.
You're Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Then you're Kevin Durant.
That's what you should ask her.
Yeah.
Don't think she has a circle of trust outside of the 12? Like she has that main group
chat.
And then there's like one group chat with four of them when they talk about the other eight.
Those are the girls in relegation.
Yeah.
They've been relegated to the big group chat.
But they don't know anything about the smaller group chat.
Right.
They're not told about that.
Listen, you're trying to figure out the group chat of a college junior.
No, I don't
this
need to
is what you're trying
I don't
to
need
do.
To figure it out. I know it exists.
A
it's
20-year-old.
It doesn't it's just not her. You can ask any woman who does group
Probably,
chats.
Yeah.
They all have a smaller group chat for their closer friends where they talk about the other girls.
The other girls.
Yeah.
Yes. So you're saying women are catty is what you're saying.
That's not what I said.
That's
I just,
what you just,
I just
said.
Say, I said
you
there's
just
a,
said that.
No, I, what I was going to say
actually
is there's a hierarchy.
The worst.
And Frankie may be the queen, and she has her ladies-in-waiting, and then she has the peasants who she deigns to deal with on occasion.
I'm not sure Frankie's the queen, and if she has peasants, I'm pretty sure. Let's talk about, I'll tell you this. If you're somebody out there right now and you're looking for work, go to luxorstaffing.com, LUXOR. LuxorStaffing.com. If you're not like all the warehouse guys, I would figure that they're going to go there because there is a huge job that they're staffing right here in the Houston area, and they need people. And they said, tell people to come to the website. We're always looking for good people. We want, even if you're not a good person, we're always looking for people. And here's the deal for all of you employers out there, okay? Luxor Staffing is awesome because they take the responsibility of all these new hires. 90 days that you don't have to worry about. If that person, and you're going to find out in 90 days whether or not that person is right for your company, your culture, your business, if they're competent, all of these things you find out in the first 90 days. And then you can hire them afterwards. But that first 90 days, LuxorStaffing.com is responsible. They have to do all the paperwork, all the ACA, all the unemployment. They have to do all of that crap that you don't have to. So that's why you use a staffing company. That's why you use Luxor to personalize, customize. Every single business that they deal with is different, so they do a different deal for everybody. LuxorStaffing.com, LuxorStaffing.com, 713-429-4140, 713-429-4140.
I've been me since Scarlet Road, might go down as G-O-D, I go hard on Southside G,
ESPN, 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. Why is everybody now faking their faking kidnapping and beatings and whatnot? Police in New York have arrested a man this week for allegedly faking his own kidnapping because he was unable to pay out money on a Super Bowl betting scheme. So he ran a pool, a football pool, with a $50,000 payout. He came up with a couple of different ways where he could make money off of it and eventually fell flat. And now he can't make the money up to the people who obviously or eventually won on this football pool. So he faked a kidnapping and said that the two men tied him up and had one of them had a pistol and they stole $16,000 from him. And they were like, nah, you pretty much did this yourself. You pretty much did it. No, you didn't. You faked it. And now, dude, not only is he facing the law, but he's got to pay these guys, and he can't pay them. What is wrong with people? If you run a pool, hold on to the money. Don't bet it on the game and lose it. You're an idiot. You're a freaking idiot.
And even if he was beaten up, would the guys in the pool be like, you know what? Something bad happened to you. You don't have to pay us, or were they?
No,
wouldn't still they gonna, still?
But give me some time.
Yeah.
Okay, I got beat up, and they stole my.
But he was still going to have to pay.
Yeah, he's still going to have to pay. And stop, everybody. Can we stop? Like the dude who burned his own house as a hate crime, and he killed five pets it.
Well, I don't think you care so much about the pets.
You know, well, they were his pets. I mean, I'm not a big
you
pet
don't.
Guy. I'm not a big pet guy, but I don't want to see him
but
burn.
It's your house.
Yeah, well, the house you can replace. You can't replace. The pets are. Yeah. You killed animals.
I mean, I'm not in favor of killing animals. The house is worth more.
The house is
worth more. Why are you burning your house down?
Well, wasn't his house. He was renting.
Okay, then. Renter's Warehouse is like, not that guy.
You'll
never rent
from
us.
Guess what? No. Renter's Warehouse said he's not going to be able to rent.
You are not eligible to rent from us.
Listen to Viet on the mic. Did you hear on the mic? We still got, listen, it's, how long have we been here?
We've been here
3 hours now.
It's about 6:15 or so.
Yeah, so we've been here, and there's still three tables, live action, Pot Limit Omaha, Hold'em, going on right now at Prime Social, okay? And if you're looking for a game, you're driving around. You've been up all night doing whatever. I don't care.
Or you just woke up. You had a nice sleep, and you don't work on Fridays
because
your life is great. You come in here and play some poker.
Or you could have been up all night partying. I don't care.
Either way,
there's games going on right now. Come and play.
When you're up all night partying, is there – and you know you're going to either come to Prime or you got something else you're going to do. Is there a breakfast involved or just coffee? What do you do?
Well, you can't. You don't want to crash. If you eat a lot, you're going to just fall asleep. You'll just crash. No, you keep doing whatever you're doing.
You keep drinking, throwing maybe some coffee.
Drinking, coffee.
And then so.
Maybe a line or two.
Well, okay. That's for some of us.
Yeah.
Damn, son. Living that life.
You know? A line or two.
Yeah.
Business is booming for you.
A bump here or there.
A bump. Yeah. Yeah.
So the last time, let's not have you incriminate yourself. Let's exclude the line. We understand that's what you would do, but let's exclude the line. Remember the last time you pulled an all-nighter?
The last time? No, I can't remember, actually. No. I used to when I was younger.
You're getting soft.
I am soft. I'm soft now. No, actually, last night, so we went out to dinner, and a very nice dinner. And then Yanni's like, okay, let's go to the Oak Room at Post Oak Hotel. I'm like, no. It's after 10 o'clock. I'm going home. I'm
what?
Up at 5.
What?
Yeah. Up at 5.
What happened to you, man?
I'm up at 5. He's like, no, let's go. We're going to the Oak Room. I'm like, no. No, we're not.
So in that scenario,
I went home.
When you go in the Oak Room, like you're out with your wife for dinner, right?
Yeah.
So do you just say when you go home?
She was like, yeah, go. I'll go home.
That's what I'm saying. In that scenario, she would go home.
She would go
and
home.
Yanni would take you wherever you
guys
were
going.
Yeah,
me and Yanni would have gone. Yep.
And like,
I said no.
Not this time.
No, that ain't happening. Not in this life.
Well, you're going to be playing poker today, right?
That's right. Now, I would have been feeling like crap playing poker all day today. So I chose, instead of going with Yanni and drinking all night but taking my cheers, my three cheers,
of course.
I would feel better the next day, I would have felt like crap all day and tired. And now I'm going to be
energized.
Able to grind. I'm going to get another coffee or Diet Coke with a lemon, which is what I do. because I'm basic.
Well, we know that to be the case.
And I'm going to play all day, and I'm going to feel great. So and Yanni is going to feel like crap because he went to the Oak Room.
So when is are you eating here? When's the first meal of the day?
I'll eat here.
Brisket
yeah,
sandwich?
Food's good. You know, I haven't had that yet.
I've heard good things about
yeah,
it.
Lance yeah, Lance is, of course, Lance.
Well, he's going to eat anywhere he is.
I'll get the salad here. They got a great chicken Caesar salad. That's really good. Or the wings are really good here. Really good.
The wings, you can eat those wings while you're playing dominoes, apparently, because that we'll talk about that. And nice. Raheel, that'll happen during the 9 o'clock show. yeah, you're talking dominoes.
Weren't you happy?
Steve was on earlier, and we talked Marvel, which would have been right down your...
I heard that.
Yeah.
You heard Steve
Steve's
talking
a
Marvel?
Big Marvel guy.
Yeah.
Are you sad that you didn't get to talk about Marvel?
No.
Compared to dominoes?
I'm sad I wasn't here to roast you while you were roasting them.
What are you talking about?
You love Thor and Oakenshield. You're just...
That's because it's real life.
It's not.
This is comic books. Can we stop? We're not
you know,
6 years old
You know
old
they
anymore.
Have written graphic novels about Lord of the Rings. You know that, right? You know that's a thing, right? There are graphic novels about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but it was started out as a autobiography.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Based on true events?
Yes. Okay. Now, maybe they a little bit.
Poetic license?
But yeah. Okay. Strayed just a hair what really happened.
Where do you think they strayed? Was it when...
Maybe the Nazgul?
Or the orcs? You think that...
I'm pretty sure there were orcs.
Yeah,
back
but
in the
you think the dead kings who are now being led around by Sauron, that was where they strayed?
Or maybe the ghosts that they brought back to fight.
Yeah.
The dead kings, yeah.
Yeah.
Or
those flying... Vulture-like horses, whatever, the dragon, Nazgul,
yeah.
Or no, even the kings of Earth, the ones they use, like that Sauron was controlling. Those, you think they strayed, or was that real life, too?
It was probably real life. I don't know. Why, you last, know?
Last minute got super nerdy.
Well, do you know?
I'm just nerds. Pointing out his
do you know?
How hypocritical
he
is.
Oh, were you there?
No.
Were you back in Middle
were
Earth?
You there when
were you in Middle Earth?
Were you there in the 90s when Captain Marvel was saving us from the Kree? Were you there?
That's stupid. And by the way,
or not the Kree,
Captain
Marvel
is a woman.
And
okay, okay.
Wait a minute. There's a woman in an elf who did good work.
She's hot too.
Wait a minute. She's a woman, and you believe her?
Yeah, she was hot too. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number.
And for you nerds who are going to correct me, the Kree are the good people. I get it. Relax.
Just stop.
Relax.
All nerds.
Nobody was going to correct you.
Are you sure?
All nerds.
Are you sure?
Stop.
Because I've gotten those tweets before about Marvel stuff.
Ooh, Game Day PR said hit him up. Maybe able to get somebody for us. We'll call him. That's coming up because we've got Game Day coming to Houston tomorrow right here on ESPN.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.